This piece was brought to you by Fairway Market, fairwaymarket.com. HeritageRadioNetwork.org.
Science and technology. Flavors are weird and mysterious things, especially in processed foods. When we eat, information from our senses collides with our memories and expectations to create our perception of flavor. Flavorists are chemists who create new flavors for processed foods by playing around with aromatic molecules found in nature. Our mind then associates these new flavors with what we expect we are eating. Sprinkle in a bit of decalactone, a dash of ethyl butyrate, and a hint of methyl cinnamate, and you have the rough flavor profile of a strawberry. It's not a photorealistic picture. A strawberry actually has hundreds and hundreds of distinct flavor compounds. It's more like an impressionist painting. Combine those representational brushstrokes with some pink coloring and photos of beautiful red strawberries on the label, and you've got your next strawberry soda, or ice cream, or granola bar. This may sound like mad scientists flinging together chemicals and slapping a label on it, but these combinations are the result of painstaking research into the chemical composition of foods. Flavor molecules can be extremely potent, and something that smells overwhelming may actually be in the parts per billion. Flavorists use gas chromatography and mass spec to look at flavor's most fundamental building blocks. They draw inspiration from the natural world, plants, meats, fermentations, and on and on and on. Any flavor coming from a natural source can be labeled natural, even if it's not the source it's advertised as. Chances are that the natural lemon flavoring in your yogurt comes from lemongrass or another natural source of the chemical citral and not actual lemons. Flavorists don't stop at taste and smell. They also develop mixtures that play with our sense of touch. Chemicals that cool, burn, tingle, and numb are employed in mint gums, hot sauces, energy drinks, and alcohols. What is blue raspberry? What is juicy fruit? What is cake-battered vodka? When you next enjoyed processed foods with natural flavoring, think about the thought and design that went into each bite. The careful coordination of our sensory expectations and molecular artistry was orchestrated not to be noticed at all. Eating is a theater of the mind, and it's fascinating to take a peek behind the curtain and see who's setting the stage. For more information about how our senses create flavor, check out the Science and Tech section for our Sense Science series. For Heritage Radio Network, I'm Meredith Hodnott.
Heritage Radio Network is a member-supported nonprofit organization broadcasting over 30 live shows a week. To learn more and donate, visit our website or connect with us on iTunes, Stitcher, Facebook, Twitter, Tumblr, and Instagram for more. Thanks for listening.